double-barreled understanding. First of all, the Yisurim is coming as a Shliach of Hashem, but also that if I'm asked to withstand this Yisurim, then I also am a Shliach, and I'm able, with the power of who sent me, which is Hashem, who sent me into this world to withstand the Yisurim, that I have the ability to withstand whatever Hashem asks me to understand, to withstand. Reish Samach Zay, I think we did this, let's just go over again. Hey, Musugol and Vetzah, Filu Dvorim Shinira Kaim Yecholism Vetzah Klal. You start being able to do things that you don't think you're able to do. Kashay Kosh Bo Machim Yudhi, the Musa Kirish Hashem. A Kosh Bo Shah Osama Tidal Kirish Hashem. It's an impossible thing to do. The desire to live is so powerful that someone else can give up your life. That's almost impossible. It's a very odd thing. In fact, the Rambam says, if you don't, you potter. The person didn't dial Kiddush Hashem. He was over and he did it. The Rambam said, you potter. Because of honors. You see, it's an inbuilt tendency. You ever try to kill a cockroach, try to kill a fly. What's a fly got to live for? It's got such an important choshev, a life to look forward to. It's almost impossible to catch the guy to kill him. Yeah? Because there's this inbuilt desire to live. And Hashem says, do it. Okay. Or lick point Nubinian Rav Kamois Laman Shmois Barach. Jump off a 100-story building because Hashem asked you to. That's not so posh. As who ye musugalasa says. If Hashem asks you, you've got to know why you do this. If Hashem asks you to jump over the 100-story building, you could do that as well if Hashem asked you to do it. I can't do it now because Hashem didn't ask me to do it. Hashem doesn't like people breaking the normal laws of nature unless they really have to. But if Hashem would come to you and say, I need you to jump over this building, please jump, then jump! You're not going to get more than 3 feet off the ground. Who says? Hashem wants to lift you over the building. You will. But Yosef Mikach, more than this, Nehashos Bochum, Metzavotan, and the Kvites, the Goyd, the Vinyan, Min Mayakoymet. Hashem would ask us to jump over the story building. I'm going to say, Yosef Mikach, can you do that? Ha'im, Nekabel, Knafayim, you're going to grow wings? Yeah, what's the problem? Atshuva, you can. Yochol, Noichol, you can. Im Hashem, Yitzavotan, Erei, Anu Shluchot. If Hashem asks you to do something, you hishliach. And if you're Hashem Shliach, you have the koiches that Hashem has. For Ayu Kol Yochel, Vayinu Mugbal, Vayimune, Hashem is Kol Yochel, he's not limited in any way. But Tayyar Shluchov, Gam Anachna, Nayim Mugbalim. If we're the Shliach of Hashem, you have to first be the Shliach of Hashem. You're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for Hashem. Then we are also only, we Kol Yochel. We can do whatever Hashem could do, we can do. Obviously limited to what he wants us to do. Vamna, Zura Yisit Shavosir Shal Kana Ben Yefuna, Al Tainus Amaraglim. This is what Caleb said to the Meraglim. First, you have to understand we do not understand what the Meraglim did wrong. If you just read it through the Chumash or whatever, it sounds very, you know, very crude, very grob, kind of an Aveira. We were dealing with Naveen, we were dealing with people that stood at Hasina, we were dealing with the leaders of the Shvatim. These weren't just dumb people. These were Gedoli, Gedoli Yisrael. We don't understand what the Chet was. Ach, Kefisha Chazal Malamdi Martanov, Lakach Mepash Azu, Lekach Mepash Azu. What Chachamim teach us, what we can understand, Ha'imuna b'dekuruzeh nivgama etzlehem. There was a certain breach in their imuna. Ha'imuna ki'am Yisrael ha'im shlicha Hashem ba'ilam. V'mekor shalachem ha'im ba'ilam. This is the kuruzeh that we shlichim of Hashem, and that when we come to do something in the world, we're coming as the representatives of Hashem in the world. V'mekor shalachem ha'im ba'ilam. We're coming with the koyach of the one that sent us. Katoitzor ta'ine zu ha'im ta'ilu. As a result of this error, they tainted. We're not going to be able to go into Israel and beat the inhabitants there because they're much stronger than us. They're much greater than us. They're more of them, whatever exactly is chazak. They're stronger than us either because of numbers or some because they were giants. They saw Mamash Anakim. They saw the giants. Ig Melech HaBoshon, you know, he was at Twin Towers, you know, before the Rabbi Yankiv Kaminsky became taller than the Twin Towers. But so that was the mistake. So what did Caleb answer them? Ale nale, we surely can go up. Afilu b'shamayim v'hu oime osu solomus v'alu sham. Even Hashem would say, make ladders and climb up to me in Hashem, in Shamayim. Natslich b'chol zorov. Ani yase ma shebiyadu v'Hashem yatslich es hashar. I do what I have to do and Hashem finishes off the job. Which means Hashem tells you, go into Eretz Israel. All in there, it's going to Israel and conquer the nation. It's impossible. In the Chilam, it's impossible for you. But you're not coming with you. You're coming as a Shliach of Hashem. No, Shliach of Hashem. I come here, I'm a card-carrying member of Hashem. No, then I have all the koiches that Hashem has. which means I can go in there my own and wipe out all the giants. I can wipe out a million people on my own if Hashem asks me to do that. Can Hashem do it? Yeah, peasy. So fine, but I could also do it. Mashmoy Svarav Hi Sha'im Mitzir Shabo Kosh Bochum Atzavala Adam or Ma'amid Oysevesoin Chulo Yoichel Amud Boy. Hashem never asks you to do something that you can't do. We said the other day that he does. He asks you to do something that you can't do on your own. But you never ask to do something you can't do if Hashem will help you. Which means if the job ahead looks impossible, and you know that Hashem wants you to do this, yeah, you have to do it. It's another sugya, how you know what, you know, the yates are and everything. But let's say you know, objectively, for the purpose of this discussion, you know that that's what Hashem's asking you to do, and you know that it's impossible for you to do it. In a chinami, but if Hashem will help you, it's there to also ask yourself. In order for me to do this, it's impossible. But I know that's what Hashem wants me to do. So I do what I can. If it doesn't work, fine, Hashem didn't come to the party, that's his problem. But if I've done everything I can, then it's up to Hashem, and he'll do what he wants. I don't have to do more than I can do, which means Hashem can't doish from you more than what you can do. But when Hashem asks you to do the impossible, he's telling you, but you're coming with my power. It means you on your own, you can't do this. But if I'll help you, will you do it? So go for it. It's very empowering, this. Different perspective on reality. You stop being small and mediocre. You start getting irritated by smallness. You start thinking big. You start thinking, wow, there's a big world out there. There's a lot of work to be done. We've got to get on with it. Ah, it's impossible. You don't have to do it anyway. Adam Ushliach Shal Hashem. You're a representative of Hashem. Because Bochun Noisin V'yodes Kol HaKoychus G'lai Lama Nusam. Hashem will give you everything you need in order to withstand the test. Or not. What's it got to do with me? If I did everything I could, so I'm 100%. God wants to finish Shas. This minute, did you do everything you could to finish Shas? Yeah, I learned one Rashi per second. The seventh. Will you finish Shas? I don't know, that's up to me. I did everything I could. I'm limited to time, space, whatever. So in 1 second, how much can you do? You did everything you could in 1 second? That's Shas. You just finished the whole of Shas. Ah, now you get to Shas Amaisin, so finish another Shas. And another, and another. What will be in the end, I don't know. But whatever you have to do, that's what you have to do. Let's just take this one step further. Because you'll say, okay, fine, that's very nice, but what's the big deal? You say to me, Shlichas zu, einu Shlichas klalis. It's not a general Shlichas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints his agent, it's not like a general sort of appointment. He pratis v'yichidis l'kol echad v'echad. It's very specific and designed for each individual yet. Who's different and has a different job and a different talents and powers and strengths and weaknesses to do a specific job in the world. You don't give the electrician the plumber's tools and you don't give the plumber the electrician's tools. Each person gets the tools that he needs and the resistance he needs. So when you go to a gym, right, they don't just throw you in and, you know, give everybody the same routine of exercises. You first take his blood pressure and you check his heart and you look at his weight and you see what the guy needs to do and his age, and then you design a program for him, yeah? Correct? So the same thing, of course, Baruch Hu looks at each person, knows why he's here, and he designs a special program for him. Kol Yehudi hu Olam Moleh. Each Yid is a shleimus of a whole world. Bishvili nivra Olam. The whole world's created just for him. Kol Olam Kulam Adam Arishon Avram Avinu Moshe Rabbeinu Adam Ashiach Kulam nivra Bishvili. The whole world, from Adam Arishon all the way through all the stars, all the everything is Bishvili. That's for me. Here I am. It's all there for him, designed for him, so that he should be able to develop and build himself while withstanding these nisoyos. And to express, to bring into fruition his specific, unique task in this world. Comes out from this that a person shouldn't be involved in little things and in things that aren't very valuable. If a Kosh Baruch created the whole world for me, you look at the world, it's pretty powerful, yeah? To keep the sun going, you know, the Chevrat Chashmal, the account, the electricity account every month from the sun must look like. You know how much coal you've got to burn to keep the sun going? Just for me. That means if a Kosh Baruch created this whole world just for me, and for you, but it doesn't make any difference. But the Nakudi is that he doesn't want me to be down yet doing stuff that's not, you know, like Mabakach, like little things. In little things, you could have put me in a fish tank. You create this whole world. Yeah. You ever seen Mount Everest? I saw Mount Everest. Okay, that also all for me. Yeah, it's mind-boggling, mind-shattering. If you think what a Kol Boker created just for me, so my choice was going to do something big with my life. Ha'amida b'nisoyin mashpia rabbi's kfishit bar. This withstanding b'nisoyin has had enormous, enormous power, as we'll explain. Who's on time keeping here? Rachmel, you're awake there. Mebechinim usiemes, kol ha'ilam kudu lo yave. Ah, it's any time. Mebechinim usiemes, kol ha'ilam kudu lo yave, al tikune, v'ashlom ha'isoy, lo lechelkel shul oise yudi. You have to understand, and you've got to get your kishkas, no matter how much it hurts, and no matter how much a bitter pull this is to swallow, that the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is not going to come to fruition if you miss it. Means everybody can come to the party. The Vilna Gaon, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rashi, and David HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech, and Mashiach, and everybody's going to be in place if you're missing the whole Sefer Torah as possible. The Pachatim. I can mamash possible the whole of Klal Yisrael, God forbid. If I'm missing from that thing called the Sefer Torah, whatever Klal Yisrael is, the Hashem and the Torah, and Klal Yisrael is all one, that means every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. If one letter is missing, or it's in the wrong place even, it's there, the Shlemus, but it's in the wrong place, you did someone else's job, or you did the wrong job, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Hashem's plan failed. Kaviyachol.
Has no one messed up until me?
No. At the end of when Hashem, you know, at the end of the financial year, you've got to bring in your books. It's time. No, we don't know when Hashem's going to make that cheshbon and when you're going to have to go there. I assume that this is talking about after the cleansing of Gehenims and all the. Depends how you look at the sugyas. These are complicated sugyas about when Hashem's going to do the final accounting and what we're talking about. When is that final fruition? You know, is it at the end of this 7,000 year period? Is it at the end of 7,000 year periods? Is it, we don't exactly know. Complicated, difficult sugi is exactly when Hashem's going to. When is Hashem going to say, okay, you know, now my plan, that's it. You know, finished. But whenever that cutoff point is, everything's going to have to come back. And if you're not there, then you're blinded. Is that possible? Okay, that's not so possible either. Hashem's going to create a business and it's going to go bankrupt. We understand not. And that's before we discuss exactly what that bechira that we have is. Is it a bechira that will determine whether we'll get there or not, or whether we'll get there are chayim or mavis? When the Torah says, I'm putting in front of you life and death, blessing and curse, choose life, it means you're going to get wherever you're going. The question is, are you going to get there in a blessing way, or are you going to get there in a non-blessing way? But you're going to get there in the end of the day. Our choice is to do the way Hashem says, choose life. Do it my way. Do it the last way, please. But the Mephoshim are quite clear that you're going to get, one way or another, you're going to get there. It's another simple example. It says Mashiach's got to come at a certain period of time. Yeah, 6,000 years, Mashiach has to come. And we have another cloud that Mashiach will only come if the other cloud is sold as tshuva. So what if the other cloud doesn't do tshuva as now 6,000 years? Well, what are you going to do? So Hashem says, don't worry, everyone will do tshuva. You'll either do tshuva the last way, or I'll raise over you an evil king and he'll make you do tshuva. One way or another, cloud is not going to do tshuva before Mashiach comes. And Mashiach's going to come at the end of 6,000 years. That's the longest it can go. Yeah. Don't worry if it goes over 6,000 years a little bit, not that we'll be around for that, but because then you just miscalculate it. They asked the Chofetz Chaim, what happens if Moshiach hasn't come by the year 6,000? He said, because the blind says, I'm a yid. I'll carry on being a yid. What's the problem? Moshiach hasn't come, so you miscalculate it. You lost a few years, whatever. You know, we don't know if our calendars are made, who's accurate. So if you're around by the year 6,000, Moshiach hasn't come, don't panic. He's coming. So you just miscalculate it. Yeah. If you're after that, you're going to be a bit old timers and old anyway, so you can rely on the fact that you messed up. When 6,000 years, 230 years. It's quick, eh? I wish it's, could smell it already. No, it's not. It's very, very quick. How many generations?
7, 8.
It's quite a pele, Rabbi Lasher, Leonora. From one couple, it says over 1,000 descendants. And he's into how many generations in his lifetime now? Great, great, great grandchild.
Yeah.
And there are five generations in one man's lifetime. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. There's a yid. And a yid. He was an only child of Elisha. He was an only child of an only child. Elisha had one child, had a daughter, and he had a son. This is the child from that marriage. an only child of an only child over 1,000 descendants. So 230 years, you know, it's going to happen in 230 years, but still, it's true. So yeah. So you got to know, so this is not just a kalistic episode, it's a very, very important personal thing. They're all standing there waiting and yearning. They're all waiting, they're rooting for him. And then he'll stand with them, knowing this is from Hashem, the Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. You've got to withstand the test in the right frame of mind. The whole of Klal Yisrael are rooting for you because they know that they're part of Apostle Sefer Torah until you come out. So there's quite a lot of, quite a big support fan club. You've got a big fan club out there. Zuhar Gosha Shlichas Nesgavah. That's the feeling a person has when he understands that this is the Shlichas he's doing. He knows Seches Ba'adam Kriches V'Satsumais Nefesh Kedai Yishliach La'amid Ben V'Yimah. Instills in a person, it injects into a person enormous strength and koichas, hanefesh, in order that he should be able to withstand his nesoyin, whatever happens. Ukva ne'ma im ein ani li mili. He'll already says, if I'm not for me, who will be for me? Ala adam lachshoyt. Person has to think. You have to think this long and hard. Af echad lo yoichel la'aseh says tapkiri bo'ila. No one can do what I have to do. Got to get that clear. Number one. If I don't do this, it ain't ever getting done. You've got to sit and draw 40 days, get that into your kishkas. When you finish doing that, Gam la Moshe Rabbeinu b'chvoyda u'ba'atzmai lo me'oimet the tafkid sheli. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu would come along and say, listen, sure, you sleep, I'll do your job. Can't do it. It's not going to work. It's not his job. Rak ani, only me, kedei his gabrus al nisayon oisai. Only me withstanding my nisayonis. I'm able to withstand my test and fulfill my purpose and bring the world to its final fruition. Eina dove tolu ela b. It's up to me. No one else can do this. On the one hand, it's a very frightening thought because it's very lonely. It's a very lonely path. It's not a poshut path. On the other hand, it's very empowering because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you down to the job and you work for him, so you have access to his whole protector system. You know, it's just all everything that works on protects here. So imagine, you've got protector with the bigger, you don't need you don't need machrim to get to Hashem. If you want to get to Hashem, you go straight to Hashem. You don't have to get a baba and you don't have to get a this and you don't need a, you go straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sent you. So everything you need, you have access to his storehouse of whatever you need. You need to sleep in a hotel, so you put in a business account. You work for Hashem. Okay, that's not so posh. Everything you do, you're working for Hashem. But there are clothes, you work for the company, and you have a company expense account. You're not coming on your own, you're coming with entire power and the resources of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then, you can do anything. The question usually asked me now, which hasn't been asked, which is nice and surprising, is how do you know what your tafkid is? How do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Yeah? So that's very simple. There you have to open up the Mesillas Yesharim. And you have to take seriously to heart the question that everybody has to ask every night and every morning is Machavosa Balama. What am I living for? It's to ask the question. You don't have to get an answer straight away. But if you don't buy into the question, then you're not living. If you don't ask yourself, what am I living for, seriously, every day, then you're not alive yet. Machavosa Balama. That's interesting, it's in the singular. What is my purpose in my world? It doesn't say what's my purpose in the world. In my unique world, Bishvili Nivra Olam, what's my unique specific purpose in this world and what am I supposed to be putting all my koichas into? If you ask the question every day, you'll get an answer, I promise you. Doesn't say when, but